Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Well, good evening to everyone. You are tuned in to God in the Midst Radio and The Point Christian Fellowship. It is the Point of Light's conference call. I am your host, Elder Paul McCoy of the Point Christian Fellowship in St. Louis Division and the Church of God in Christ of Faith Tabernacle. We thank and praise God for everybody that is on the line, for those that are starting to gather, for those that will be listening now, those that will be listening in the near future. Amen. Wanted to make sure that we have on the line Pastor Herbert. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, and I'm trying to connect somebody else. I'm on.
Okay, cool. That's fine. Right now, we're just getting everything set up. Just systems are coming up, having some issues right now, even on my end, trying to get everybody connected. Y'all, just give me 1 second. I think we almost got it. Almost. Just waiting for things to boot up and get all this other stuff done. But we are still here. We are definitely here. We are thankful for those that are on right now. Tonight we are still on for the month of February. We are just talking about love, sex, and lasting relationships. How it all ties in to us as we, those of us that follow the Word of God, and that are involved in relationships, our own relationships with others, where love actually is a major factor, as it should be. It should be the major factor in our relationships with each other and our relationships and our relationship with God as well. While we're just trying to get everybody on, we are for our opportunity to have our scripture and our prayer. We just hope everyone had a good holiday.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you'll be able to listen to the show.
We got someone on. Hello? Can everyone hear me? I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm not sure what that was. You know, sometimes we have these crazy little issues that happen. Sounds like somebody else is trying to call in.
Yeah, that's my phone calling, Calvin.
Yes.
Okay.
Is Calvin here? Can you hear me?
I see that it's...
I can hear you now. You're good.
Oh, okay.
All right, everyone. Right now, I'm just waiting for my machine to find its way back. But until then, we're going to still keep rolling. Do we have Deacon Mike on the line? Or are we still waiting for Deacon Mike? I know the Minister Calvin is on the line, which is wonderful.
Yeah, we're still waiting on Deacon Mike.
All right. Well, okay. Tell you what, let us begin. Currently, we do not have Elder Marshall for the song, but what we can start doing is start off by reading scripture, and we can move forward that way. We are reading from the book of Psalms, chapter number 24, and we'll be reading verses 1 through 4 and verses 7 through 8, or 7 through, actually we'll read from verses 1 through 4 and verses 7 through 10. And the word of God reads, "The earth is the Lord, and all its fullness." This is from the New King James Version. "The world and those who dwell therein, for he has founded it upon the sea and established it upon the water. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceit." Verse 7 says, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory." Selah. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, readers, and doers of his holy word. Amen.
Mr. Kavanaugh, are you there? You might press your 3-6 button, or you might need to press your mute button in order for us to hear you now.
I'm not sure what his number is, but what does his number start
off
with?
No, I have him muted, and he has to unmute himself on that side.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I'm muting him through my connection.
That was just a number I'm seeing right now that I don't recognize. It's from area code 214. I just didn't know who that was.
That would be Deacon Michael.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
I got you now.
Okay.
If you can word our prayer, we'd appreciate it.
Heavenly Father, we come right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Give me your thanks, Lord God. Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you for this night, Lord God. Father God, thank you for Friday night's light, Heavenly Father. Then, Heavenly Father, we just ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, to bless the messenger tonight, Father God. Father God, I ask you to anoint her or him from the top of her head to the bottom of that fetal, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, let them hear a word from you so they can give the word to your people, Lord God. All this we ask in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, we are, as always, we thank and praise God for his grace and his mercy that he has definitely shown us, each and every last one of us, in this time, this year, this season, in this moment. We thank and praise God for all that he is and all that he is to each and every one of us, each and every day. It has been a while since I've had the opportunity, since God has placed me on the same path, just a different route, to be able to minister to the people on the conference line. But we are definitely, as always, excited to be able to share the word of God with God's people. Tonight we're going to continue on with the theme of love. As we know, yesterday was the designated day by man to celebrate what it considers to be love. I always find it amazing and sometimes, and a lot of times, not sometimes, a lot of times funny, when I get an opportunity to see as men and even women and others scramble on that day to buy things, buy presents, gifts, flowers, candy. Stores have anticipated the desperation that a lot of people have on that day. And they provide the means for us to go to the store and get all that we need at premium prices. And you would be, you would think after you see how they pack the stores, how they provide all these different items, you would think that there would be more than enough or even a overage of inventory. But then when you realize just how much or how desperate people are, you find out that they really don't stock enough, even though they may have aisles and after aisles worth of product. It still isn't enough. It surprises me. And how do we know? All you have to do when you have a, if you ever take an opportunity to look at the stores or go to the stores on the 15th of February, they are raided, especially in the areas of that represent Valentine's Day, the time of love, so to speak. And no matter how many times you go to these stores, no matter how many times you go and you check, you will find that there is never enough. Everybody is desperate to make that impression for that one day. For myself and my wife, my first lady, we made an agreement a couple of years back that we will love each other 364 days a year. We will provide that love. We will provide romance and intimacy in all these and all the ways possible every day. And then on Valentine's Day, even like this year, we took a break. So we do the exact opposite. We take one day that we may not do anything, which is that day, and then the rest of the year we pack it all in. Now, even after we talk about, as we look at this this topic of love, intimacy, and lasting relationships, as we were introduced in the first week of to agape love, an unconditional love that God provides us all, and as we talked about the basis of love, sex, and a lasting relationship that two men, that man and a woman will have. And as we know, as time has progressed, relationships have definitely changed. The standards have been blurred, or the lines, as they say, have been blurred. Whatever or wherever a person is in their life, there is a point in life, a time where love, intimacy, sex, or even a lasting relationship occurs. But the one thing that I've learned about the love of the world, how the world sees love, and how God shows love, it is almost black and white. And what we're going to do tonight is dive into a few concepts, preferably four concepts of this, as we talk about the love of God and the love of the world, because they are relatively two different things. One has a source and the other one really doesn't. Tonight we're going to start off with one of our main topics, our main topic verses from the book of Matthew, chapter number 22, verses 36 through 39. The book of Matthew, chapter number 22, verses 36 through 39. We'll begin there. Amen. You have to forgive me. I'm just trying to make sure I have it.
Take your time.
Amen. Here we are. Just want to kind of make sure I'm right where I need to be. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Herbert, for your encouragement. Because you know you don't want people to sit back and wait, because you know we all know that we all have a time limit when it comes to our attention. So I want to make sure I get to the point. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Book of Matthew, chapter number 22, verse number 36, and we'll start there, and then we'll read to verse number 39. We may add in verse number 40 as well, but. And I'm reading from the New King James Version, and it says, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus said unto him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." And right now, I mean, if you wanted to give this a topic or a theme, we can just simply say, first came love. First came love. Came love or first comes love, whichever you prefer. See, so that we don't get this twisted. Before you walk down the aisle, before you plan the wedding, before you announce your marriage, before you move in together, before you get engaged, before you establish a boyfriend or girlfriend relationship, before you get to know each other, before you meet up for dinner or coffee, before you talk on the phone for hours, see the person for the first time, or even make a decision that you want to settle down with someone, love of God must come first.
Amen. Amen.
For all these things happen before you consider yourself in love with someone, before you become intimate with someone, before you even start a quote-unquote lasting relationship, long relationship or whatnot, whatever you want to call it, the love of God must come first according to the word, according to what Christ said. You must first start with God. And this is one of the main reasons why many relationships fall to the wayside, because we put the proverbial cart before the horse. We want to get into a relationship or a situation with someone and not establish the source of that love that we are seeking or supposedly sharing with our family members, friends, and or spouse, even children. Where do we source this love from? People scrambling, as I talked about, Valentine's Day to pack up and get all these flowers and all. But yet, if you have not taken a moment to just stop and ask, well, where am I getting my love from this person? Where is this coming from? A lot of those non-believers say, well, it's coming from within. But then where is your true source from in where? Where is the source of your love? Where does it establish itself? And some will stop, because the truth is we really don't know. I just love you. Well, how do you just love me? Well, I, I do stuff for you. Well, that can happen from anywhere. You can receive that from anywhere. The government does stuff for me, but it doesn't mean that the government loves me. Well, I'm there. I'm around. Well, so is anyone else. Even air comes around me. And yet air does not have the capability to love. So where do we source these things from? I know it's a little bit vague. It may be a bit vague, but these are some of the arguments we say. Well, I love you because I just do. Yet your source is wavering. Your source of love, if it is not God, if you have not established your relationship, you have not established that love of God and with God, then you fooling yourself, and not only yourself, but others around you. God must come first. The love of God must be established. That is the source. So just to move forward, we look at four different aspects of this. We're going to look at what is love, what love is, and what love is not. Who is love? And then finally, how to love. So that we can break this down tonight. What is love? A lot of people would have different answers. But yet to make sure that we are clear standing, we go to the Word. Because the Word holds true. 1 Corinthians chapter number 13, very familiarized area of the Word, gives us what love is. 1 Corinthians 13, verse number 4, it starts by telling us love suffers long and is kind. This is what love is. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. Love does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. And it says something else interesting. It says, but whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. Love endures all. Love is forever. Love is patient. Love is not complaining. Love is kind. Love is not cruel. Love is benevolent. Love is not envious. Love is humble. Love is not prideful. It is selfless. It is not selfish. It is calm, not easily provoked to anger. It is encouraging, not malicious. It is hopeful, enduring, and successful. Think, well, that's wonderful if that's what love is, yes, but yet it still needs a source. Because as it moves forward, it says, well, prophecies, they will fail in prophecies, where there are spoken words, when people say they love, sooner or later, if without a source, it will stop. Where there is intellect, it will stop. So when people speak these words out the source, they are nothing but hollow words. They have no power, no purpose, no presence without God. Who is love? 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 8 gives us that answer. It says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God. Why? For God is love. The reason why Christ said we have to first tap into the source, it's imperative. Because if you say that, and people that say that God does not exist, but then ironically turn around in the same breath and say, well, I love you, I find that very doubtful. Because if you do not believe in God, if you do not know God, then you do not know love. And if you do not believe in God, you do not believe in love, because God is love. So first, as we said, comes love. So if God is love, what are we saying? First comes God. One of the things also, and just to, another thing I'll say this to put this in another perspective. One of the main reasons why people believe love is comes from within them, and we've all done this, is because we've been told that it is a feeling. We've been told that, and we've not been able to, in many cases, how would you say, argue this, especially when we don't know, because of what we feel in our lives. When we've seen someone that we've been attracted to, we have this feeling, and we call it love at first sight, and we truly, a lot of people believe in that. I was one of them for a long time until I started to research what is this feeling that I'm having. And the truth is that it is nothing but a feeling brought on by three chemicals that are produced in the brain and excreted into the body that actually mimic what we call, what we think is love. And if you don't mind, we're going to break those down real quick and then we'll move forward, because I wanted to talk about what love is not. Three chemicals that are produced in your body at any given time to give you that feeling that you call love. One of those chemicals is called noradrenaline. N-O-R-A-D-R-E-N-A-L-I-N. Noradrenaline. It is a chemical that is produced by the brain that aids in the production of adrenaline. This is what gets your heart racing, your blood pumping, especially at the first positive encounters with a person. Essence can be the culprit of the term, as I talked about, love at first sight. Yet it is one of the most deceptive feelings every last one of us has experienced at one point in time in us. The next chemical that is produced in the body is called dopamine, D-O-P-A-M-I-N-E. It is a chemical that makes us feel good about that situation. Usually it's fueled by the desire to be with the person because of the time spent with that person, the positive feelings of connections or common interests, intimacy, et cetera, et cetera. The last, which is phenethylamine, P-H-E-N-Y-L-E-T-H-Y-L-A-M-I-N-E. Phenethylamine is a chemical that allows the other two chemicals to be released into the body, which is the one that provides the drunk feeling of overwhelming, quote-unquote, love for the person in question, especially when the feelings are relatively new and exciting. This is where we believe that we are falling in love, so to speak. Three chemicals that are produced by the brain that the body or the mind has simulated or thought to be love: a rush, a feel good, and a wrapper, W-R-A-P-P-E-R, a wrapping chemical, because without it, and this is what's crazy, those last two chemicals would be toxic. Yet the world believes that when you have these things going on in your life and in your body and you're having these rushes, so to speak, you're in love. Love that's from within. And this is where we source it. The reliance of these chemicals can cause confusion. And here's why, people. Once these chemicals dry up, once they are no longer produced, then where are you? when it comes to love. Relationships, marriages, and the such degrade to an agreement. Excuses are made. Meet me at the altar. And there's a song that comes out, Meet Me at the Altar, by this group called Jagged Edge. Meet me at the altar with your white dress. We ain't doing nothing. We ain't getting no younger. Might as well just do this thing. These songs sound endearing. And there's so many that talk about love, but yet they still do not talk about the source or point to the source or envelop the source, which is God. We might have stayed away or stay together. We've been doing this all this time. We might as well just settle for what we have. It becomes degraded to nothing more than an agreement or a settlement when you have not tapped into the source. The last, and we'll conclude from here, comes from 1 John chapter number 3, verses 14 through 18. But I just want to read verse number 18. This talks about how to love. So once you know who love is, and once you have discerned what love is not, now, what are we going to do from this point on? 1 John chapter 3, verse 14 through 18, and verse 18 is the focus. And it just says, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Saying that you love someone, totally different from showing that you love someone. Saying that I love you, but showing that I don't care, negates all the words that come out of my mouth. John 3:16, one of the most popular scriptures, shows what happens when love is shown. It talks about love in deed and in truth. The love of God for the world is the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It was proven and certified through that sacrifice. All that Christ did was for love, even in the words that he spoke while he hung by that cross. My most favorite was, forgive them, Lord. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Show them compassion, Father. They don't know what's going on. No greater love than one that will lay his life down for a friend. No greater love than the sacrifice. And see, once you tap into this love, and the reason why we've been saying is, where are we going with this? Once you tap into this love of God, once you tap into your relationship with God, once you follow the commandments and the instructions that God has laid out, then when you truly love, it will not fade because of circumstance and situations. It will not fade when that person starts to do or act like you don't want them to act or not do what you want, what you don't want them to do, or do what you don't want them to do. It won't fade in time. It will burn brightly, whether it is one day, one month, one year, 10 years, 20, 50, or more. It will continue forever. And it will not be based upon the fact that we've just been doing this long, and I ain't got nowhere else to go. It will continue on and the lives of all of us in the relationships that we have that will be forever. It will not be based upon title, family relation, whether they're children or siblings. It will be real, bound to chemical reactions in your mind, seeping down into your body. It will establish itself. And even when you don't speak the word, love show itself true. All right, we are done. We thank and praise God for you all listening to this message. And as always, we offer this opportunity for anyone that is listening to be able to truly know what true love is, to know what it means not to just have a feeling that is governed by circumstances and or conditions, that it's not confused with physical interaction. That does not degrade as time goes forward. Love that is established, that bears all, endures all, has hope for all, and does not fail. Does not get going when the going gets tough. We're talking about a true love, people. This is the opportunity to know that love. This is the opportunity to accept Christ in your life, to confess and believe. Romans 10:9 is very clear about this. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that he died and rose again for your sake and for my sake and for everyone's sake, you shall be saved. You shall know true love. Take the opportunity to also find a church home. The Point Christian Fellowship is everywhere. But if for some reason you cannot find it, find a church home that fellowships in love, that speaks in love, that their deeds are based in love. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Don't let it be that for just one day out of the year, you get things outside of yourself, and then for the rest of the year, you're unsure of where you stand. This is a time to be sure. Amen. The door is always open. All right. We are done. We are definitely done. Our time for comments is open. For those that would definitely have anything they would like to say, you have the opportunity to speak. Just press your number one key when you are ready to speak, and we will definitely bring you up. Pastor Mom, are you online?
Yes, I am.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, good evening, everybody, and I enjoyed the message of talking about love and how you explain love. I thank the Lord for you, and I give you all the praise for explaining how love goes and why it comes. And I praise the Lord for you every day. God bless you.
Bless you. Bless you so much. Amen.
Amen. Hi, Pastor Paul.
Good evening, Pastor Kizzy. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hi, Pastor Herbert.
Oh, bless you. I think his line dropped. I'm not sure if he's on.
Okay.
He may be on. If he is, just keep talking. That's fine.
Okay. Amen. Well, hi to both of you and everyone else who's on the line. Praise God for you guys. Just listening to the sermon tonight, it was good about love and about the source. That's what really stood out to me, the source of love, because the Lord has to be the source. And I like when you said it can only, well, I'm paraphrasing, it can only go so far. If he's not the source of the love, it will eventually fall flat. So, I've seen that be true. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. You and me both.
Amen. He has to be the source. Mm-hmm. Amen. And that's what causes the longevity in marriages. You know, because I keep thinking of covenant. You know, he's the only one that can keep the covenant of love, the covenant of marriage. So just a good word. Amen. And I'm loving this love this month. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. We are definitely loving it as well.
Amen. I got a question.
Sure.
Okay. What did you do with your wife yesterday for Valentine's Day?
Well, like I said, we take that time to just really, I guess you could say, break. We do little things for each other, but we made it a point through our marriage to love each other, to romance each other, to really just keep that going all year round. And then on the 14th, we just chill out. We'll always wish each other happy Valentine's Day, hugs and kisses and all that wonderful stuff. But we don't go out of the way because we're like, let's do this every day of the year.
Right.
Let's not wait. Let's love on each other. Let's try to make every single day, at least one moment of every day, if we can, a moment of that would be considered Valentine's Day, a day that we just love on each other. And then when Valentine's Day come around, we just, all right, we'll go on break.
Okay. Well, I have seen you guys. I look at your Facebook, and you guys are at this place or that place doing this or that. Mm-hmm. It looks like you're having a good time together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that is what, and the reason why is because we both have made sure that we tap into the source of love so that we can share that.
Amen.
So that we can truly share that in our marriage and keep our marriage fresh, keep our marriage alive, be able to deal with the ups and the downs without going crazy, without it becoming a crash and burn situation. So we know that it is all based upon the love that we have, that our relationship with God, which then keeps us loving each other as fully as we can throughout the year.
Okay. I'm trying to get that. I do get it that it's every day, but I mean, really, no roses, no candy, no nothing for Valentine's Day. Just happy Valentine's Day, honey. I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but I'm just not getting it.
Oh, no. I understand. Because we do the roses and candies and all that throughout the year, it's not we just get up and look at each other and walk away. We still love on each other on Valentine's Day. And
okay.
We still have our moments. We still say happy Valentine's Day. We still do all the wonderful things or little things. It's just that we just make sure that we know that for the whole year, for the other 364 days, we focus on that love that a lot of people, and we say this, that a lot of people try to pack into one day.
Yeah, okay.
If that makes sense. We just spread out throughout the year while others are going out, losing their minds, packing it all in, going and spending all the money, doing all this wonders. All these things on one day, we'll do it all year.
Amen. Amen. Well, I wish Pastor Herbert was on the phone. I talked to him, too, that him and Lady Diane went out and were painting. Went to, a painting class on yesterday, and that looked pretty cool. I like that.
Oh, yeah, those are nice.
Celebrating with each other. And, I mean, I believe they've been married for almost 48 years, if not 48. So that's very endearing that they went out and, you know, and you can tell that the Lord is the source in their love as well.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
And see, that's what it all, like you say, that's what it all bases on, is what is your source.
Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you.
Bless you now. Bless you. We thank you so much, Pastor Mom and Apostle Kizzy, for your words and your comment. We're gonna move on to the next. There's a number with the area code 972.
Yeah, that would be me.
Oh, cool. I just want to make sure I got the 972.
The Google meeting dropped off. You dropped us somewhere along the way, and I couldn't hear you. So I went on and dialed in so that I could hear. But then you're in control at that point. And so I had to wait in the queue, and I wanted to tell the apostle about it, and here I am, over here, I'm here. I was jumping up and down and waving my hands.
I just couldn't hear you, Pastor.
Just couldn't hear me.
Everyone,
I said, that's all right.
Call.
So do you have a time painting? I like your little waterfall you painted. That was beautiful. And
that waterfall came from a love song that I heard that said, "Love like a waterfall." and embedded in that picture is some hearts and some crosses.
Okay.
But it was inspired and it's been on my mind. I even dreamed about that waterfall and when we went to the class, you know, Diane said, "Well, what you want to paint?" She just picked out a picture. I said, "No, it's got to be here. There's a waterfall here somewhere. There's a waterfall because love is like a waterfall." And sure enough, we went all the way around and looked all the way around, and there was the waterfall.
Amen.
Wow.
Right?
And it was the waterfall that I pictured. You know, I know some. That was this guy that sang this Christian song. I don't know if you ever heard it or not.
Pastor Paul. Like a waterfall.
Yeah. And that had been on my mind, and it's kind of like, you know, like they say, I think they call it an apophysis.
Right.
Okay.
It's a great example. It's something you just can't stop. It's the greatest example that you could ever see, you know, and Christ's love. And his love toward us has been wonderful. Like I said, over, you know, more than 46 Valentine days. And Pastor Paul, I got to tell you this now. Right around the time we've been 8, 9, 10 years, you know, she told me, you know, you don't really need to be wasting your money on these roses and flowers and stuff because it's just a waste of money. And I didn't do it for a couple of years, but I noticed that, you know, that I didn't need to listen to her saying that. I'm just saying that, Pastor Paul. You know, we love each other. We came to that determination. We love each other all the time. And we did that for Christmas one year, too. We got Christmas every day. But, you know, it's just that day. And so, you know, I've kind of, you know, kept my end up, you know, real good. Matter of fact, after she told me that year and said that year, that very next year, God blessed me that I was able to send her a dozen roses.
Amen.
And let the Lord just show out. And she going to tell me, I thought we weren't going to do this no more. I said, well, you know, you do what you're going to do, but I'm going to do this. I got to show my love. And as it goes back to it again, it's like a waterfall. You can't stop this.
Yeah, you surely can't. You can
build a dam up against it, but boy, it's going to be back there trying to break out.
Yes, sir.
So, man, I've been sitting back here being quiet tonight. I said, boy, Lord, just cut me off. I can't say nothing. So there, I got it all out now, I think I got it all out. But wonderful word tonight, though. Wonderful word.
Amen. Well, we're glad. We're happy that you were able to get back on and listen and just follow us on this. It's definitely an important part of this to know the love of God first and foremost before you start trying to love on other people.
Amen. Well, that's what you need. You got to have that love. Like you say, that is the apotheosis. The example. No greater example. No greater love than that. Yes.
No greater love. Yes, sir. All right, we're gonna keep moving on. We got is that Reverend Treva?
Hi, good evening. God bless Pastor Herbert, Pastor Paul, Pastor Mom, Pastor
God bless
Pastor
you, Reverend Treva.
And all the rest of y'all.
And happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's to you as well.
And I got to say happy Valentine's to my mommy, Pastor Mommy, and to Apostle Bobby Ann, too. I've been trying to get it out. I'm sorry, Reverend Tree, but I ain't been able to get it out. I had to get it out of me. I'm sorry. It was still in me.
That's okay. I enjoyed the service tonight.
Amen.
I had asked, that was really good on love. I had asked a prayer last night for my aunt when I was on here. She was in hospice, and she passed today. So her name is Gwen Jackson. And so I'm just asking prayer for the Jackson family in Memphis, Tennessee. And my family and I will be traveling there. Thank you.
Amen.
I believe God right up to the end for her total healing. She's with my mom and all the rest of her siblings and parents. And they only have one brother left. And then I had another uncle who had passed. His wife is still living in. My youngest uncle's wife is still living, so I have about four more.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now for finally giving her the healing, Father. The healing has come. Now she's missed on this side by many. Father, we ask your traveling grace on Reverend Treva as she travels. And we ask your grace upon that family, Father, that grieves now. Though they don't grieve as those without hope, Lord, because they know she's on that side. But, Father, we still on this side miss those that leave this side. So we just ask your comfort, your peace with your people, Father, as they come together. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name,
amen. Thank you. And God bless y'all.
So
I love y'all.
Love you, too.
Love you, too. We love you too, Reverend Treva. Thank you so much
You're welcome.
For coming on and and just keep be encouraged.
Amen.
Be encouraged no matter what's going on. It's going to be all right, so you got to stay strong. So just be encouraged.
I know. Thank you, and God bless you all.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Amen. We have our First Lady, Ty, is on.
Amen.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, Lady Ty. Happy Valentine.
Same to you. Thank you. I was trying to get in to help my husband.
You got to help him a little bit. Help him out, Lady Ty.
Yes, we celebrate, but don't celebrate. We don't make a big deal, like, you know, some
yeah,
of my
glory
friends,
to God.
We had chocolate strawberries and cupcakes yesterday. It wasn't
big.
You know, like one of my friends, she hired a private chef to come in and cook for her and her husband. We don't do that.
All right.
We don't go over the top with it. We celebrate all year, like every Saturday we have date night. So
amen.
You know, we keep
amen.
It. Amen. All nice and fancy. We're not a player like you, Pastor.
Amen.
Herbert.
Amen.
Old school. I love that. He was like, I sent her 12 dozen roses. I was like, oh my God, that's a prayer right there. Boy, you were supposed to hang that hat up when you became a pastor, but I understand. You got to keep it fresh. I love it.
Well, she's just got that kind of love, you know. She got that kind of love.
I love love. So
yeah.
Hi, Pastor Mom, Pastor Kitty. I love you, Reverend Tiva. I love you guys.
Love you too.
Amen. We thank you so much for all the help that you gave, and we appreciate you clarifying. You're fine, because I forgot about the cupcakes and stuff like that. But you know, it's still love. It's not that we're knocking it. I mean, what people do on that day is not what we're doing. It's just that we have, as you say, we just made that covenant to love. And to really just make sure that we keep it going all year, so that when this time comes, nobody's rushing. So, you know, not to go over the top. So we kind of take it over the top all year as we can. Amen. So I'm happy about it. I am very happy. We're going to keep moving on. I believe we have Pastor Catherine.
Yes. Well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
To Pastor, yes, to Pastor, I'm going to do a Minister Treva word tonight. To Pastor Paul, Pastor McCoy, Pastor Mom, Apostle Kizzy.
Amen.
All those that participated, I don't know all their names, but God bless you all.
And amen.
My deepest sympathy goes out to Minister Treva and her family tonight.
Amen.
We know how it is having a death behind one another. So may God give you strength and courage to continue on. I enjoyed your message, Pastor Paul, tonight.
Amen.
And I was telling someone the other night. They said they seemed like they were so happy, and I think a lot of the younger people, all they want to do is to be happy, and then they're mm-hmm. happy just for a few minutes, but when they don't have the source in there, their happiness kind of goes away, and I just always tell the young people, even when they get married. If you don't have the source, and if you got to keep him in the middle. You got to keep him there, because if you don't, it's not going to last.
Amen.
Nothing will last without him. So I thank you. I love how you explain, all the feelings and all of that too. And I think if the younger, I think we need a big sign for all the young people that's really kind of just coming up and thinking they're so much in love right now, that we need a big sign to give all of those meanings of all those feelings that they have.
Amen.
That would be good for us. But I just appreciate you all. Thank you all once again for just being steadfast. We know that sometimes it might get a little tiring, but thank God you're just pressing on.
Amen.
So thank you all for the word tonight. Thank you, Pastor Paul. And I forgot to say, Lady Ty. I forgot to call her name too, Lady Ty.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
All.
Bless you so much. Bless you, Pastor Catherine. You are so right. It is a desire for something, and it's so funny that we desire it, but when we are given the actual path, or we're given the answer on how to achieve it, we run from it. We want to be happy, but we don't want to do what it requires for the happiness. We want to have this happiness, and we want to have this love, but yet we don't want to do what it requires to achieve these things. We want to be able to say, well, I'm just in, I can just do it on my own. Not so much. And without a source, even the wind has a source. All things have a source.
That's right.
And love is not excluded from that. It is a synthetic. There is a synthetic love that we all have fallen for. But if you look back upon your life, just for a moment, and remember those past relationships, you'll see that it is not too far-fetched. And yeah, there was a time when all the gooey feelings left. So did this love. So did this desire. Then all of a sudden, you can't stand the person. You don't even know why.
Oh my!
Can't stand them. I don't even want to be around them. Every time you look at them, they don't look right. They don't talk right. They don't smell right. They don't walk right. Everything's not right. Because you have no source of love. And it's so amazing to me how people, now non-believers, and I listened to a comedian one time, and he proclaimed his lack of belief in God. He was proud of it. But then in the same breath, the world needs more love. And I'm like, do you even know what you're talking about? We don't even know what you're talking about. I don't believe in God. There ain't no God. But the world needs love. Okay, well, you're going to be stuck because you got a problem. But see, these are the things that we say. You're so right. These young folks need to know the source of this. They need to understand that before you even talk about getting with that person or doing this, you better truly get some love. You got to get some love. You got to get to the source so that it just won't fade away so quick.
I wish I could have had it when I was young.
But the wonderful thing is that what is they? There's a book out I read called Start Late, Finish Rich. So you may have started a little later, but you're gonna finish rich though, because you're not alone.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
May God be with them as He was with me.
Amen.
All right. I guess we have about 20. I know we had our prayer. And if there's anybody else that's on the line that wants to that has a comment, or even if you want to chime in and we can do this just to extend off that invitation, talk about, because we talked about this at the beginning about love and how when we knew, if you haven't spoken on it, when you knew that your love, that your relationship with God was filled with love, when you first realized what love truly was or truly is in your life, if you have that type of comment, I know we talked about this before, but there are some on the line that weren't on at that time. We're just expanding upon love, we're not talking about, you know, love of your spouse. We're just talking about when you truly experienced and knew you experienced the love of God, when you experienced it and really just and you acknowledged it in your life, because there is a moment we all know. I remember Apostle Kizzy, when she talked about hers, it was a wonderful example, if you don't mind me talking about it, where you talked about when you realized you were in love with God. That's wonderful. And we all may have had those moments. We may have not just tacked on or even have them in remembrance. We just in it. But I know that those are important moments in our lives. That's when you first tapped into the source. When you acknowledge it, when you first tapped into the source and you were able to share that with others. Those are something, if you can't remember, that's fine. But that's something to just reflect upon, I would say, to encourage to reflect upon that moment in your life when you knew that you connected with God and you knew that you truly connected with true love in your life. But as we move forward, if anyone else has any comments or they want to expound upon their true acknowledgement of love, of the love that God has for them, and to just share that love with God and then share it with us. Amen. All right. Well, we are as we are coming to the close tonight, I wanted to thank everyone again for their participation. And as we talk about love, intimacy in these last relationships, as we talk about the unconditional love of God as Pastor Herbert said, the apotheosis of love, which is defined as the perfect example of a thing. The perfect example of love was the sacrifice of Christ. That was the perfect example. No other example shows that true love that man can ever mimic or could ever even imagine, that can outclass the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. God loves us so much that he gave one that did not have stain nor blemish for people who did not understand, did not believe, and were dead set against God, dead set against his son. Even to this day, those that are agents of the enemy, God's love still shines, still flows even for them, for those. Can you imagine to love someone that you know has no love for you and in fact hates you, denounces your existence or presence, and does everything in his or her power to get people on board, to further denounce you, your presence, and everything about you, but yet you still love them enough. That's amazing. What other example could anyone give of true love? It's a wonderful thing. Amen. If there isn't anything else, amen. If we are at the end, we will have prayer, and we will close out. But I guess before we do that, we didn't get a chance to. It was a song that was resonating today as I was going to do it, but God led me in another direction. But now it brought me back to it, so I'm going to go on and do a little verse of that, and then we'll keep going, and we'll pray, and then we'll come to the close, if y'all don't mind.
Amen.
So if there isn't anything else, the old song goes, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord, because of who you are. You're my everything, and that's why I sing. I love you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, Lord.
Yeah.
Because of who you are, you're my everything, and that's why I sing. I love you, Lord.
Amen.
Let us pray. Precious Father, we as always, we thank you for this day. We thank you.
Thank you, Father,
for allowing us to see this day, a day that we've never seen. We thank you for yesterday, for that time of love that you've shown each and every man, woman, and child upon this planet, those that may acknowledge and those that did not. The love of your love still abides, and it still holds true. And we are so thankful for that. We thank you.
Thank you, Lord,
for the grace and the mercy that you continuously show all of us. We thank you for the comfort that you've shown to the family that has lost, all families that have lost, to our Reverend Treva, to give her the comfort that she needs in this time of grief. We ask that you bless and keep us all and surround us in love, your unconditional love, the love perfected by your Son, our Christ. We are just so excited, Father, to be a part of the love that is you.
Yes.
You are love, Lord. You will always be love. You are that which binds all things together. Your love, you being love, continues to give us life, Father. We ask that you abide in us with life and with love, that we will all be able to continuously fall deeper and deeper in love with you and share that love that is you with every last person that we encounter in our lives. We thank you, we honor you, we worship you, and we praise you forevermore. In Jesus' name, we pray this prayer. And may the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Ghost let it rest, let it rule, and let it abide in love forevermore. Let every heart say amen.
Amen.
Thank you all. Amen. Thank you all again. Good night. God bless you all. God keep you.
Good night.
Continue to love. Seek love and seek God.
Amen.
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 Good night.
Good night, everybody.